Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the Midday News. The headlines. Star campaigners of various political parties hold back-to-back rallies for the first and second phase of Lok Sabha polls. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addresses two rallies in Bihar. Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra holds roadshow in Jorhat, Assam. BJP, BSP and AAP release another list of candidates for Lok Sabha polls. President Draupadi Murmu emphasizes role of data analysis and implementation of evidence-based development program in economic upliftment of people. United Nations nuclear watchdog IAEA expresses concern over possibility of Israeli attack on Iranian nuclear facilities. And in chess, India's Gokesh maintains joint lead alongside Russia's Ian Nepomniachtchi in the FIDE Candidates Tournament in Toronto, Canada. Star campaigners of various political parties are holding back-to-back rallies for the first and second phase of Lok Sabha polls. The polling for the first phase is on the 19th of this month. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has said that Congress and its allies are trying to use the constitution as a weapon for the political benefit. Addressing a public meeting at Gandhi Maidan in Gaya in Bihar this morning, Mr. Modi said a false narrative has been created by opposition parties to mislead people that BJP will change the constitution.
हमारा देश ऐसा है जो रामायण में आस्था रखता है, महाभारत में आस्था रखता है, गीता में आस्था रखता है, वो आज के युग में संविधान के प्रति भी उतनी ही आस्था रखता है। लेकिन आपने संविधान का राजनीतिकरण करने की कोशिश की है। हमने संविधान के प्रति आस्था पैदा करने के लिए लगातार कोशिश की है। जब पार्लियामेंट में मैं ये प्रस्ताव लेकर के आया कि हमने देश में संविधान दिवस मनाना चाहिए, तब कांग्रेस पार्टी के नेता श्रीमान खरगे जी ने पार्लियामेंट में उसका विरोध किया था।
He showed that no one can change the constitution. He said the BJP has tried to instill the true spirit of the constitution among people by institutionalizing the National Constitution Day in the country. Prime Minister Modi said the nefarious design of the opposition will be defeated by people of the country through vote in the elections. Criticizing the erstwhile regime of the RJD for poor condition of Bihar, the senior BJP leader said RJD is the face of Jungle Raj and corruption. Later addressing another rally at Purnia, Mr. Modi accused the opposition of doing vote bank politics and compromising with security by allowing illegal intrusion in the Simanchal Purnia area.
बिहार की सरकारें सीमांचल को पिछड़ा कह करके पलड़ा जाड़ लेती थी, लेकिन हमने सीमांचल और पूर्णिया के पूर्ण विकास को अपना मिशन बनाया है। एनडीए सरकार ने सीमांचल के भाग्य को बदलने के लिए आकांक्षी जिला और अब आकांक्षी ब्लॉक ऐसी बहुत ही महत्वाकांक्षी योजना चलाई।
The Prime Minister will reach Guwahati this evening to campaign for the NDA candidates in Assam. Party sources said the local people and party workers will welcome him upon his arrival at Borjhad in Guwahati. Mr. Modi will address a rally at Nalbari tomorrow. Meanwhile, Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra is currently holding a roadshow in Jorhat district. Chief Minister and BJP leader Himanta Biswa Sharma is also holding meetings at Majuli. On the other hand, TMC Chief and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee will campaign at Silchar tomorrow. Assam is to witness three-phase polls for 14 Lok Sabha seats. BJP President JP Nadda today held a roadshow at Ramanathapuram in Tamil Nadu. Speaking at the roadshow, he said that the voters should think of the development of the country and take decisive action during this election. He said the NDA government under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi has put India on a higher pedestal to grow stronger. The BJP leader said that the Union government has a longer vision to serve the people of the country.
Village has been empowered, women has been empowered, the poorer section of the society, garib logon ko taakat mila, garib logon ko awaaz mila, गरीब लोगों को आयुष्मान भारत में इलाज के लिए पैसा मिला और इसके साथ साथ एक विकास की नई गंगा बही है।
Campaigning at North Chennai, DMK leader and Chief Minister M.K. Stalin today said the people should think for the betterment of the future and cast their franchisee. BJP today released list of candidates for the ensuing Lok Sabha polls, assembly polls in Odisha and by-election for Telangana and Uttar Pradesh assembly. The party declared names of 21 candidates for Odisha assembly elections and list of 7 candidates for Lok Sabha seats in Maharashtra, Punjab, Uttar Pradesh and West Bengal. It also released list of 5 candidates for by-elections in Telangana and Uttar Pradesh. Meanwhile, the Aam Aadmi Party has announced a list of 4 candidates for the ensuing Lok Sabha polls in Punjab. Jagdeep Singh Kaka Barar will contest from Firozpur, while Aman Sher Singh from Gurdaspur parliamentary constituency. The party has fielded Pawan Kumar Tinu from Jalandhar and Ashok Parashar Pappi from Ludhiana parliamentary constituency. In another development, Bahujan Samaj Party BSP has announced the name of 11 more candidates for the upcoming Lok Sabha elections. BSP candidate Atahar Jamal Lari has been fielded from Varanasi against Prime Minister and BJP candidate Narendra Modi. The party has changed its candidate from the Mainpuri Lok Sabha constituency and gave the ticket to Shiv Prasad Yadav. Aam Aadmi Party today alleged that Delhi CM Arvind Kejriwal was being mistreated in jail. While addressing a press conference, party leader Sanjay Singh said that Arvind Kejriwal's wife and Punjab CM Bhagwant Mann were also allowed to meet him in a room divided by a glass window. He also accused Prime Minister Narendra Modi of vendetta politics and said he was acting out of malice for Arvind Kejriwal. He also said that no amount of pressure can break Arvind Kejriwal. Mr. Singh also alleged that BJP's sole motive in the entire Delhi excise policy scam was to destroy the Aam Aadmi Party. In order to conduct peaceful and fair elections, the polling teams have been airlifted for deployment to the sensitive polling stations in Gadchiroli Chimur Lok Sabha constituency in the Naxal-affected Gadchiroli region of Maharashtra. 295 polling officers and staff of 68 polling parties, along with the EVMs and other units, were airlifted and landed safely on base camps in 68 polling stations, which are highly sensitive polling stations in Gadchiroli. Gadchiroli Chimur Lok Sabha constituency consists of 6 assembly constituencies. The Aheri assembly constituency is known as highly sensitive and Naxal affected. Under the guidance of District Superintendent of Police Nilotpal, the polling teams have been safely deployed in the region to discharge their duties in a fearless and peaceful environment. Adjacent to the Pakistan border and spread in the Thar Desert, Barmer parliamentary constituency is the largest Lok Sabha seat of Rajasthan in terms of area. Election campaign is in full swing in this constituency. Voting will take place in Barmer in the second phase on April 26th. Our correspondent is giving details of the election scenario of this parliamentary constituency.
This Lok Sabha constituency consists of a total of 8 assembly seats of Bardmer, Jaisalmer and Balotra districts. A total of 11 candidates are in the fray from this parliamentary seat, which has more than 22,06,000 voters. Number of young voters in the age group of 18 to 40 years are highest in this constituency. BJP has again reposed faith in Union Minister and sitting MP Kailash Chaudhary at this seat, whereas Congress has fielded Umedaram Benival, who recently joined Congress, leaving Rashtriya Loktantrik Party. The contest has become interesting with MLA from Siv Assembly seat Ravindra Singh Bhati contesting as an independent candidate. Large public meetings have been held here in support of the 3 main candidates. It has become hot seat and now everyone is looking keen interested about the ups and downs on this seat. Jitendra Dwivedi, Akashwani News, Jaipur.
Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah has accused the Congress, National Conference and PDP of promoting terrorism and handing over guns in the hands of young boys. Our correspondent reports that addressing a public rally in Palora area of Jammu, Mr. Shah urged Kashmiri people, especially youth, not to vote for such parties. He hinted that BJP own field candidates for 3 crucial Lok Sabha seats of Kashmir. The Union Minister also said that assembly elections in J&K will be held on the dates announced by the Supreme Court of India. The SC had stated that assembly polls will be held in J&K by September 2024. Mr. Shah said that today terrorism is on its deathbed. Stone pelting, bund calls and street protests are a history. Recalling the sacrifices made by Dr. Shyama Prasad Mukherjee, Mr. Shah said that today Dr. Mukherjee's dream of Ek Vidhan, Ek Pradhan, Ek Nishan stands fulfilled.
Jammu mein pair rakhte hi Bhartiya Janata Party ke karyakartaon ke rongte khade ho jate hain. Wo yaad karkar ki hamari party ke pehle adhyaksh Shyama Prasad Mukherjee ne yahi balidan diya. Shyama Prasad ji ne nara diya tha. एक देश में दो विधान, दो प्रधान और दो निशान नहीं चलेंगे.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at EIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7.
And repeat broadcast at 9:30 PM on Akashvani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis.
In the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Midday News. President Draupadi Murmu has said that the analysis of data and implementations of evidence-based development programs have helped the government to accelerate the economic upliftment of the people. She said that it is the duty of the young IES officers to enhance the work efficiency through new ideas, methods and techniques. Union Public Service Commission has announced the final result of Civil Services Examination 2023. Aditya Srivastav has topped the exam. Animesh Pradhan got the second and Donuru Ananya Reddy has secured third rank. A total of 1,016 candidates have been recommended for appointment by the commission. On to some international news. International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, a United Nations nuclear watchdog, has expressed concern over the possibility of Israeli attack on Iranian nuclear facilities. IAEA Director General Rafael Grossi has appealed for extreme restraint, informed that Iran has temporarily closed its nuclear facilities over security considerations in the wake of its massive missile and drone attack on Israel over the weekend. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu summoned his war cabinet for the second time in less than 24 hours yesterday to decide on the course of response to Iran's attack. The government has made no announcements on any decisions so far. While Iran has signaled it considers the matter closed, the Israeli military's chief of staff said the attack would not go unanswered. A senior Iranian official, Abolfazal Amoui, stated that the country has devised comprehensive strategies for all potential scenarios in the event of Israeli escalation. On to sports. In chess, India's D. Gukesh stayed on top of the leaderboards after playing out a draw against the joint leader Russian Grandmaster Ian Nepomniachtchi in round of 10 of the FIDE candidates 2024 at the Great Hall in Toronto, Canada last night. In cricket, the Board of Council for Cricket in India, BCCI, has announced the Indian Women's Cricket Team squad for the 5-match T20 International Series against Bangladesh. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Star campaigners of various political parties hold back-to-back rallies for the first and second phase of Lok Sabha polls. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addresses two rallies in Bihar. Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra holds roadshow in Jorhat, Assam. BJP, BSP and AAP release another list of candidates for Lok Sabha polls. President Draupadi Murmu emphasizes the role of data analysis and implementation of evidence-based development program in economic upliftment of people. United Nations nuclear watchdog IAEA expresses concern over possibility of Israeli attack on Iranian nuclear facilities. And in chess, India's Gukesh maintains joint lead alongside Russia's Ian Nepomniachtchi in the FIDE Candidates Tournament in Toronto, Canada. And